Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia. I'm calling from National Opinion Research. We're talking today with people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Thank you. And do you identify yourself as a female, male, gender non-conforming, gender queer, not exclusively male or female, or another additional category?
I am a female.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
The year of my birth?
Yes, the year of your birth.
Who are you?
We're calling from Opinion Research. This is just a quick survey.
Oh, I don't give out,
because
they got too many spams out there,
guys.
I gotta be careful how I give out information.
Okay, don't worry. I can just put right here another option. Okay, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm African American.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you have some power, and 0 means your vote has no power.
I'm not even sure what the way the economy is and the boards and the way the thing is, if they're going to do what they want to do regardless.
Okay, so would you say your vote has, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much power from 0 to 10?
I don't even know. I'm just undecided. Even if I vote or don't vote, I'm undecided.
Okay, could you point some number between 0 to 10? 0 means no power at all, 5 some power, and 10 a lot of power.
It might have 1% power.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which the country is headed?
The country has been heading downhill for a long time now.
Okay, so would you say very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied?
Been dissatisfied for over 20 years.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please let me know. First one, we have Kamala Harris. From 0 to 10, or never heard of?
I've heard her, but I don't really know much about her.
Okay, we have from 0, very cold or unfavorable. 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable. From 0 to 10.
I'm neutral because I really don't know much about her.
We also have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10.
Neutral, don't know much about him either.
We also have Joe Biden from 0 to 10.
He ran out the race, so they don't need to even have his name on the list no more.
So how would you rate him? From 0, very cold and unfavorable, to 10, very warm?
Right now he's cold because he ran out the race.
Okay, we also have 5, that means neutral.
Neutral.
Thank you. We also have the Democratic Party from 0, very cold and favorable, to 10, very warm and favorable.
I'm neutral for all of them.
Thank you. We also have J.D. Barnes.
Never heard of.
We also have the Republican Party from 0 to 10.
Don't know them.
Thank you. We also have Donald Trump.
Neutral.
And we have Attorney General Josh Stein.
We don't know him.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, will vote for other political officers but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Undecided.
Thank you so much. Now, if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, will vote for other political officers but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Undecided.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate, or the Republican candidate? Undecided.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's a spam call. I'm sorry.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, undecided, will vote for other political office, but the Congress will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
I'm undecided right now.
Okay, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? If you had to choose a Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, or will vote for other political office but the Congress, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Undecided.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? We have a statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life, or a statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. A statement A, much more. A statement B, much more. A statement A, somewhat more. A statement B, somewhat more.
Won't impact me much.
Okay, so statement B, would you say that opinion somewhat more or much more?
Well, I don't know. The way the economy is and inflation is, the country's going downhill, so it's not even going to impact me either way, because the country is just going downhill.
Okay, so do you believe that statement represents you somewhat more or much more?
I don't know. I'm driving right now. I'm focused on these crazy people on the road, so I can't even focus on these questions you're asking me.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one says, our governor and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the last one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
I don't even know. I don't see them working for us.
Okay.
I don't know.
We have.
I don't know what they're doing.
We have the option for our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Will that be the one?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
There's too many people out there sleeping underneath the bridge and sleeping on cardboard and sleeping in parks and stuff while the American government want to send money overseas to help out foreign countries. So, I don't know what the country is doing. It's crazy.
Okay. Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, positive or negative?
The future of the planet?
Yes. How do you feel about that? Positive or negative?
The future of the planet right now.
Yes.
Mankind is messing up the planet.
Okay, would you say that you, in general, feel positive or negative about that?
I feel negative towards the planet.
Okay. How about your own future? Do you feel positive or negative?
Negative. I mean, they cutting down all the trees. You need the trees for oxygen. After a while, I'm not going to have no trees.
Okay, thank you. The future of the country, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Thank you so much. Now, do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or do you think will it be about the same?
Probably about the same.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons which you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You might select up to two answers. I am going to read them for you. If you heard one that matches your opinion, please tell me. I don't like any of the candidates. That's the first one. The second one says, I don't know enough about the candidates. Third one says, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Fourth one says, because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. Then we have, I don't have time to vote. Also have, it is too difficult for me to vote. We also have, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Another option, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you so much. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? All politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you so much. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned are you about each of them from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned. 5 means you are neither concerned or unconcerned, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You might choose any number between 0 and 10. First one says, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, from 0 to 10, where 0 means not concerned at all, 10 very concerned, and 5 neither concerned nor unconcerned.
I'm not quite understanding what the question was.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am going to read it again. I am going to reach a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, 5 means you are neither concerned or unconcerned, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. First one says, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Mm. I'm kind of neutral on that.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to America elections from 0 to 10?
On the elections from 0 to 10?
Yes.
I really don't show no concern because I think the election is like a joke, especially after last year's election. It's a joke to me.
Okay, so we have 0, not concerned at all, to 10, very concerned, and 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned.
Yeah, I'm neither concerned nor concerned because it's a joke. The whole Democratic system and Republican system is a joke.
Okay, thank you. Now we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. From 0 to 10, 0 means not concerned at all, 5 means neither concerned or unconcerned, and 10 means very concerned.
People giving out waters to the civilians?
To the voters, yes.
I'm very concerned.
Thank you so much. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives from 0 to 10?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. We have from 0 to 10, how would you rate it? We have 5, neither concerned or not concerned. 0 means not concerned at all, and 10 means very concerned, but you can pick from 0 to 10 any number.
5.
Thank you. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors from 0 to 10?
Not too concerned on that. If it's something minor, I mean, they shouldn't really, if it's like a minor mistake, an honest mistake, they shouldn't want to send somebody to jail for something that was minor.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, which number would you pick?
1.
Thank you. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns from 0 to 10, which number?
5.
Thank you. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote from 0 to 10, which number?
10.
Thank you so much. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as a president, even if those things were illegal, from 0 to 10, which number?
10.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protect free speech, from 0 to 10, which number?
5.
Thank you so much. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem.
I don't see it around me, but I know it is around. So it don't really affect me, but it actually affects others because I hear other people talking about it.
So would you say it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem? Small problem, not a problem.
For me, it's not a problem, but for the others, it is a problem because it don't affect me, but it affects others.
Okay, so which one will you choose? Big problem, somewhat problem, no, a small problem, or not problem at all?
Well, it's somewhat, even though they don't affect me.
Thank you so much. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personal experience. Yes, know someone. No, not experience.
No, I haven't experienced.
Okay, thank you. Below are some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you are extremely motivated by this statement, 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated, and 0 means that you are not at all motivated by this statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. First one says, we must carry the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that I ever has. Sorry. 0 to 10, which number will you pick?
5.
Thank you. Politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people. From 0 to 10, which number will you pick?
For the active people, 10.
Thank you. We need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families over wealthy corporations. From 0 to 10?
Yeah, 10. Is he going to let me know? Thank you, darling.
We need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard. From 0 to 10?
Yeah, a 10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make a change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. I am going to read the list for you. If you hear something that matches your opinion, please tell me. Posting on social media, engaging in civil disobedience, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins and occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, attending city council meetings, voting in state and local elections, such as governor and mayor, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, boycotting a company, volunteering for a local organization in my community, donating to political campaigns or organizations, none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you so much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, which number will you pick?
1.
Sorry, can you repeat that? From 0 to 10, which number?
1.
Thank you so much. One last time, is the November 2024 election for president were held today. For whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, undecided, or independent third party? Third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump. Will vote for other political offices, but not the president. Will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
Undecided.
Thank you so much. If you had to choose right now, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, will you vote for other political offices, not the president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Undecided.
Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you so much. Would you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Right now it's in between, but I'm a Democratic.
Okay, so if you had to choose between strong and not as strong, which one would you say?
Not as strong.
Thank you so much. thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes, current member. Yes, former member. No, never been a member.
Never been a member.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Rent.
Thank you so much. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
In another country.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
One in the United States, one in another country.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
I have voted for Biden.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, a student or another one?
Disabled.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? I have a range of...